own capacity of thinking stage, they modified when they gave delivery to their own disciples, some modification came. This is psychological truth. Once in our psychological class, in our college, our professor told that mind has got a color. To prove that, he told one thing, the class arrangement, student's arrangement was in this way. Begin from this side and coming and around in this side. He told something to the first boy and put it writing there and kept on the table. And asked the first boy, speaking to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, in this way, after 50 persons, when it came, he told that it cry aloud what you have received from that man. He told and he wrote. So the first thing was this, and when it came through me, through 50 members, now it has come like this. So color, 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 modify, 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 in this way, from one guru, so many disciples are hearing, by according to their capacity, they are catching them, and mixing with their own mental experience, they give delivery to their disciples, and that disciple also, taking that modified thing, again modification of his own mental color, and he is giving delivery. In this way, says Sakali Niho Mahata Lugu Nashta Parantapa. By modification, 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 the real truth to the minimum standard it reaches. It's not in the plane of Maya. So he has got the necessity of coming again and again to re-establish the same truth. When he is saying to Arjuna that I first, this is not new what I speak to you, this karma yoga. First I told it to Surya and from Vibhasata, from there Manu, and this way it came down and now disappeared, minimum. I again say to you, how you told to Manu? But I had my previous bath, I know them all, you do not know. In this way, it is modified. Somewhere the modification becomes slow, somewhere it may be very quick. But modification goes on. And again, when it comes in the hand of a greater person who descends here, then again it is purified. It is also possible. Some stalwart persons are sent from Vaikuntha, from Goloka, to take up the thread and continue. Then they take up, impurity is also passed out, and in more purer type, he continues the current of purer type. It is also possible by his will. So, the Shiksha Guru Parampara has been taken by Gauriya Mahat, not Diksha Guru. And Diksha Guru from Bipin, so Jambhava, so many persons, mostly ladies, came to Bipin Gosai, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur took from Bipin Gosai. From Bipin Gosai and Jambhava Devi, so many ladies there are. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur is specially empowered by the Lord. He purified the whole canal. What darts accumulated in the line, that was purified and delivered in a novel way. And our Guru Maharaj, he also came down to take up that thread and push in that line of Bhakti Vinod. Before this we find the purity it can be traced in Vishwanath Chakravarti, and before that Narottam Thakur. In the middle that some doubt came within the thought. So Shiksha Guru Parampara has been accepted, not Diksha Guru formal. Spirit is more important than the form. Who can understand, I can understand the real spirit, he can neglect the form.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his real connection through Shikha seems to
took
be
it from Jagannath Babaji
Maharaj.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
Because
he took Shiksha and Vesha from Jagannath Das Babaji.
He mentions in Bhagavatarka Marichi Mala, he mentions that Swarup Damodar came to him in a dream and told him to compile this book.
Compile and give the new explanation of the first sloka of Bhagavata. In dream he got Swarup Damodar's explanation of the first sloka of Bhagavata in a new type, new, which is not given by the previous Acharya, including Jiva Goswami. Tejo Bharimajan Jathabi Mayo Jatta Trishar Guru Mrisha. There. Tejo Bari Madana. Jeev is represented as Bari. Tej on the other side, the Saraswati, and the Mrit, this world. Jeev is Tatastha. Tatastha Jeev has been compared there with Bari. But you know, Thakur's new type of explanation comes of this line. Bari between Tejo, this fire, and the earth, the middle stage is Bari, and that is thought, the margin, and Deep is of that position. And this way he has explained that slope. It is difficult to follow. A new type of explanation in that sloka. Many scholars, even including Shankara school, that Saraswati, that Advaita Siddhi, writer of Advaita Siddhi, the greatest modern book of the Advaita school, Madhusudan Saraswati, he also attempted to give explanation of these three introductory sloka of Bhagavatam. Chadamadhasya-yadanmaya-vijata-dasya-arthi-savugha-sarat tene-vam-harida-yayadikavai-mujjanti-yat-sura. A mystic sloka. A poem, very mystic. When I was a child in my home, I heard this sloka from one of my cousins. He was a good scholar, I remember. It seemed to me a very mystic sloka, that Hindu child. Teju, especially this portion. Teju Bhavimadana Jathabhimaya. Teju Bhavimadana, interchange of this earth, water and the fire. Interchange. Jatha Vinimayu, Jatta Trisargu Masha. This Trisargu. Trisargu Masha. Tiju Bari Madang Jatha Vinimayu, Jatta Trisargu Masatara Jatamo. Three goon. Even these three general conceptions of things, Trisargu, Masha, three has been taken in many ways of thought. Trisargu, all very mystic. that the whole thing coming in a stroke, as much as Mahaprabhu said to Sanatana Goswami, when he says, oh, you, that explained the Atmaram stroke of 61 way, you are Krishna himself, you can explain any way you like. Then Mahaprabhu told, why do you praise me, Sanatana? Don't you know that Bhagavata, that every letter of Bhagavata is Krishna himself? Purna, infinite. Every letter of Bhagavata is infinite, representing infinite meaning. So why do you praise me, Sanatana? So the first sloka of Bhagavatam is containing everything, the whole infinite is there. Mahaprabhu says every letter is infinite, because no final, no sum total of finite thing can make infinite. Even infinite, every part of infinite is infinite. So Bhagavatam, this first sloka, the basis of the whole Bhagavata truth is condensed infinite. And when in my childhood I heard it, it sent something. I heard many slokas, but few slokas has created impression in me as of that type, mystic type. This is one of them. And especially this portion. Teju bari madam jathari nimayu jatka pisat kumacha. Others are more or less clear. Janma. Janma dusta jatunnaya vidarata stati shavigam sarat tene bhamhar hidaya adi kavai mujjhanti jat suyaya. This is more or less clear. But Teju Bhajimidan Jathadinimayo Jatta Tishar Gomesha, this line seems to be very mystic. Dhamna Sena Sada Nirastra Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. This does not seem so much mystic. And some sloka in Bhagavatam seem to be very encouraging and condensed truth. Yathana Bhushimi Ghu Ghu Renut Bapa Thibunide Evam Drashtari Dishyattam Arupitam Abuddhi Vidyate Sayagranti Chiddhanti Sarvasamsaya Khiyanti Chashyakarmani Mai Drishti Yukhidapani. And a few slokas like this are very much thought to me that is the whole truth is within this here. So it is central, representing the central thought. Just as Rupa Goswami spoke, all giving the meaning of general character. But Rupa Goswami has given most of it. That is that Sevamukhe Jivhadu Swami Vaspurattada. A very central representation. Whatever you do, it may not be devotion proper. One thing must be present. What is that? Sevan mukhata, serving attitude. Then only it will have recognition of the of devotion. Otherwise not. Repetition of mundane jaggery. But sevan mukha, the serving attitude, the spirit of dedication must be there. Then it will be bhakti, devotion proper. To take the name, to archan, to dance. So forms are not the reality. But the reality is underlying attitude, whether it is dedicating to Krishna. That is the criteria. So the criteria, ahiriva gati prema, the original thinking, that is giving explanation to many thoughts, the basic conception, generalized basic conception is given mostly in the teachings of Rupa Goswami. The depth of his conception is very high. So Mahaprabhu told that he is a proper person to deal with this Krishna Leela. So I happily, by inspiration, I gave all my goodwill to him. And you, Sarup Damodar, you also do so. Whatever property capital you have got, you invest with a rupa, and they will come in color to help the people who have Sukriti in the posterity. Keep it with him. He will be able to deal them very carefully and fully. Rupa Goswami. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Here I stop. Ultimately, all the different camps, they have to contribute their consequence to Lord Krishna. Srimam Nabindanti Jagat Panamvina. Without that, they can stand by themselves. Anything together with Krishna, they can have some stand in their own sphere. Jat karushi jadasnasi jat juhushi dadasi jat jat kapasyasi kohdeya. You are making penances. What is the necessity of mind there? No. You must pay something to the God of the land. Annatha bhignavahu vlad from the siddhi shudhuva. Otherwise there is much obstacle. The peace maintained for your tapasya or any other purpose. I think when you get one minute, so much disturbance, no disturbance. You are going on with your own business. So you have to pay something to me, Lord. The keeper of the administration of the whole. Kremana bindanti yat karoshi yadasna yat juhoshi yadasi yat tavasati gondeya tat kurusya madarpanam. Here it is meant that not a part of your acquisition but the whole. Whatever you do, give the result, the consequence to me. For itself, reality is for itself. I am the enjoyer of everything and meant for me. You have to gather such consciousness. Everything has got its respective position. But normal stage will be that all for me. You have to accept this. Accept this. Then you are all right, gradually you will come one day into my direct service. But now, wherever you are, connect with me. The God itself, reality is God itself. Everything for me. Ami sabba jajnanam bhukta cha pruri vacha. To understand this, to understand much, everything meant for him. To realize this properly, to realize much. He is the owner. He is the enjoyer. We exist for Him only. That is devotion. Very much we are does not matter. But my aspiration would be to satisfy Him. Sthanistita, Mahaprabhu Karan, Gyana Srinagun. Understand this much. Not good Vivanta, so many puzzling arguments and process of thoughts, abstract or nothing necessary. What is necessary, minimum, that He is the owner, He is the enjoyer. Whatever you are, does not matter. Gyan Sundabha. Even for Himself. Everything for Himself. You may be a Vedantist, or you may be an ordinary sweeper. That does not matter much. But you know only that you are for Him. Pratapaduddha, he was in the function of a king, an emperor at that time. But that was no qualification to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu saw him, that he is working as a sweeper to Jagannath, his heart melted. Oh, he is not have got the ego that he is a master of the land, but he is a sweeper to the Jagannath. Mahaprabhu's heart melted, and he embraced him little after that day. For him, a sweeper or a priest does not matter much. But for him, the intensity of the feeling that I am for him, that qualifies us. Our qualification is to the degree of that feeling. For him. As that is in fullest form is found in Radharani. It is not possible in other rasa or in other aspects. It must require paruki, the crossing the direction of the shastra, law, anything. Our relation between Krishna and me, nothing can enter between. Everything may be set aside, especially in our connection with the Lord. No barrier, either of sinha type or this punnam, pure type, whether pure, impure, no consideration. Nothing can stand on our way. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, whatever color it may have, nothing can stand between our intimate relationship that He is the enjoyer and I am to be enjoyed. This intensity. Intensity of that feeling, that sentiment, is found in the most comprehensive and in the most intense way there. 24 hours engagement and the deep engagement that can satisfy Krishna most. No parallel, unparalleled. It has been told to us, and that may attract us in any time in our infinite age. That may be our aim. We may be grouped in this camp, in that camp, our highest aspiration. Radha Kunkurja. The last. Prabhupada was very much satisfied with my poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is written there, after the realization of the service of Krishna in Vrindavan. Highest Sri Gauramatam, sanctioned by Sri Gauranga, Sarupa Vidam, which is thoroughly understood by Sarupa Damodar, who is none but Lalita Sakhi. Rupa Graji Navitam, Sri Sanatana Goswami has admired very much this position. Rupa Dei Parivreshitam, distributed by Sri Rupa himself, which is permanent there. Raghugani Rasaditam Sevitam, and is tasted properly by Raghunath, and also enhanced something there. Jiva Dvaira Virakhitam, and see Jiva with followers, that Baladev Vidyavushan and others, by the Shastric argument and reasoning therein, tried their best to show to the world that this is the highest position. By reason and the quotation of revealed truth, revealed scriptures, they tried their best to prove this. Avirakhitam. Sugoshiva Brahmadhavi Prathitam. And we find mentioned in different parts of scriptures that Brahma, Shiva, Uddhava, they are aspiring after such position. And you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are in a position to give such blessing to us. Give us admission, you can give us admission to such thought, to such stage of our life, you can give permission, admission. He was so great, so high. Prabhupada was very much pleased with this, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself has written this through him. That was his remark. It is not written by him. It is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. Through his pen. Very much satisfied. Rupanu Gavar. He has been mentioned in very many places. That the highest of the highest amongst those amongst the followers of Sri Rupa, Rupanuga Bara, one of the principal acharya who has properly understood and realized and given to others, preached this about the glorious position of the servants of Sri Rupa, of the followers of Sri Rupa. This is Gauri Amar, Rupanuga Sampada. And they found in the line of Shiksha Guru, not this body succession, but the realization we find from their character and their conduct, their preaching and their practice. Strictly where we find it is there, not body succession, but this realization, succession of the Sri Rupa distributed idea of the service of Vrindavan, Krishna, etc. Gauri, Gauri, Rupanu. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayana Rupanuga Janera Jivan Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarupa Damodara Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatan Rupa Priya Mahajan Jiva Raghunathan Yana Priya Kavi Krishna Das Krishna Das Priya Vara Narottama Seva Vara Yana Pada Vishwanathva. This is coming through this life. Vishwanatha Bhadra Bhakta Sat Baladeva Jagannath, Yantriya Sri Bhakti Vinod, Mahabhagavatavara Sri Gaura Kishorovara, Hari Bhajanete Yarma, Sri Vahasubhana Vivara, Sadasibva Sivapara, Tahara Dehita Dasunam, Sri Vahasubhana Vivara, from Vimala, Vimala Prasad was his previous name. He took that bow and went to Radharani's service. Then Vishwabhanu, Vishwabhanu from Vishwabhanu, Nandini Radharani. Vishwabhanu is the father of Radharani. Vasubhanu means the daughter of the king Vishwabhanu. Srivasubhanu Vivara is always holding high position. Vara. Sadasibva Sivapara, constant servitor of that, the daughter of the king of Vishwabhanu. Daitadas, and his name is Daitadas. Daitadas is known to the people as Daitadas. Yasubhanu Vivara Sadasib, Tahara Daita Dasunam. Aisha Gaurijan Sigaura Gaurangir Nijayan, Tahir Kishti Morka. These are the line. The stall was coming, distributing this purest current, holding purest current in their existence. And we are concerned with that only, nothing else. Nothing else. The current that coming from there to here, through particular channel, our whole attention, dedication to that current, to be bathed, to be captured, and to be transformed into the carrier of that current, to be absorbed in that current. That is our highest aim of life, the purest life. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur. Gaur Hari, Gaur, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Sarvatma Snavanam, Mahapurusha is taking the name. Sarvatma Snavanam, whole self bathing. Bath means purification. And also some sort of self gratification. Purification, side by side, feeling of purification. Bath. Sadbhātma snapanam, the whole self, the whole existence is purified and can feel the satisfaction of purity in that current, if we can take bath. Sadbhātma snapanam, every nook and the corner, every part of my body gets purified. And also so many Sarvatma, all the souls that can come, they may be purified. Sarvatma means Atma as a whole, every part of the soul, and also many souls may come. In Sankirtana, many souls may come to be purified together. At one stroke, everyone may be purified. Sadbhātma stavanam param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Purification and satisfaction going together. Bath. Taking bath means purification and satisfaction. So both generally by satisfaction, we incur some reaction that in the exploiting world we find. But here, purification and satisfaction can go together, simultaneously. The satisfaction and anandam, that is not to be compared with satisfaction by enjoyment here. Generally we are acquainted with satisfaction which comes from enjoyment by exploitation. Then by renunciation also some satisfaction may come by avoiding some disturbing element. Disturbing compassion. And again by inviting and welcoming something higher, we may be satisfied and purified. Purified. Renunciation can give purification very weak and slight. Because that does not stand for a long time. We cannot ignore the environment for good. It is not possible. We are a factor of the whole universe. We can't ignore them. So renunciation means when it goes to samadhi, to eternal slumber-like thing, and that is also temporary. That cannot but be temporary. Because the influence of the environment will come and push him, we can't ignore the force, the tremendous force of the environment. We can't ignore. Arujya kisrena param padam tatapvatam tadhuvanadita jushadanga. Cannot accept the positive connection, they are sure to fall down again. Arujya kisrena param padam tatapvatam tadhuvanadita. After some long time, maybe, duration in that point may be a little long, but the force of the environment cannot be ignored. Once that will come and attack and disturb that sleeping man. So renunciation, retirement, that cannot be eternal for some time. And if you can enter into the positive, that is, and eternal flow is there. Here is also not eternal, Maya unlimited. But Vaikuntha, the unlimited, that is only possible with the nature of dedication, Vaikuntha. And all the stuff, all the constituting parts are all eternal there. And the function is also eternal. Eternal. But there is vidasahiri bhagati prema, svabhava koti dabhavet. Zigzag way, not a plain and straight line. Straight dealings generally in the Vaikuntha, but it is crooked and more crooked in Goloka, because it has to harmonize with everything. What we consider here to be worst, that is also harmonized there to become the best. Harmonized. It is possible only through love. A blind son to a mother is told to be of eye like a lotus eye child. Kana chede paddalochan, that is Prabhupada in Bengal. Kana chede paddalochan. The motherly affection sees a blind boy as with endowed with good eye. Love. Love compensates everything for us. We are naturally born weak, defective. But if we can anyhow drag ourselves in the plane of love, then no mourning for our defect can exist there. The circumstance compensates everything. Just as in the country, in the European country, any child born, they get sustenance from the state. Here in India and other poor country, a child born may die without food. But in the rich countries, civilized countries in the Europe and America, etc., anyone born, the government is there to nourish the child automatically. You will get nourishment from the state. So, anyone, anyhow, placed in the land of love, the environment will take care of him. No negligence. No negligence. The land of love, everyone will come to be attracted to his inferiority. Oh, you are inferior. Yes, I am here. I am here to nurse you, to take care of you. Every unit is madly running after their prey. I had to invest something. All opulence. And what the defect, by their touch, the defect is automatically removed. Gone. Compensation is of that kind, of eternal kind, type. So by their touch, by their care, by their help, he strictly he comes to high standards of life. It is possible by their grace. Kripa, daya, grace. Gaur hari, gaur hari, gaur hari. One who has got such idea, they have got the authority and the courage to blame even the Shankara and the Buddhist school that they command about only salvation, emancipation from the diseased state. You do not know how positive helping land is there, hopeful for us. You do not know. You simply only to withdraw from this negative side of painfulness, you say, oh, we have done. You are ignorant of the positive help that comes automatically for everyone. So you say so. So the Vaishnavas, the Mayavadis are the worst enemy to them. What do you preach as the goal of the soul? That is not the goal. Goal is here. Goal not only in Vaikuntha, but it is in Goloka, in the land of Krishna. That is the goal proper of all. Sarupi Savarai Goloka Tristik. In our inner conception, existence, we are a member of that land of imaginary purification and resources, resourcefulness. Gaurhari, 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 Mahaprabhu came to inform all these things and Srimad Bhagavatam. Nikama Galva Darur Gulitam Phalam. The natural fruit and that is ripe, in ripe fruit of the Veda tree. Just fully prepared for us. Not raw materials from which we can get our sustenance, but ready-made to us. Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimata Rasam, take it. And you are not to take anything else hereafter. It will